ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect with Jim Williams in studio today with Cesar Loya, the missions pastor at Calvary of Albuquerque, and Slave Valashanov. He is a missions pastor. He's in Croatia. He's here in the United States doing some ministry work and taking a little vacation with his family. Welcome in, you guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So we talked with Slave last week. We talked about some of the work that you're doing, Slave. You are currently both a businessman and a pastor and an evangelist, and you're working to support a lot of different pastors. Tell us a little bit about them.
You know, one of the things that I believe is that when God is redeeming the soul, God is redeeming the society. For me, mission is not only redeeming the soul, but as well redeeming the society. Why? Because when God created the man, God created man and he put him in the garden to work. Why to work? Because God have not created man just to be consumer, but as well man has to give what he consumes. Our mission is focused over there to create new jobs, to help people that are without jobs, to get them out from their own comfort zone and to move them in a place where they could feel themselves productive. We have created a small company which is growing, and we have been able to produce vases, and we sell hundreds and hundreds of thousands of vases every year. And we have been able to build a staff about 20 people that are working. And, you know, when God created the world, God put diamonds everywhere. He have put diamonds in Africa, diamonds here, in the United States, diamonds even in the Balkans. But through the centuries, because of the war and the sin, these diamonds over there in our part of the world, you cannot see them. They're covered with dust. And people think that we do not have any future. But God have opened our eyes, redeemed our soul, and have sent us to take these diamonds, to clean them, and to invest them in the kingdom of God. This is basically what we do. Preaching the gospel for the soul that is making changes in the society.
That's amazing. Cesar, you're missions pastor at Calvary of Albuquerque. Tell me what the church's role is in supporting this ministry that Slave is involved with.
Great question, Jim. Yeah, so our complete support of him is to support financially, right, first and foremost. And so we've partnered with Slave and several other missionaries to help them make sure that they're viable while they're out there and to support the ministry that they do. And other parts of support are just as critical. It's prayer, morale, just to make sure that they're doing all right in a holistic way, too. And mind, body, spirit, and their walk with the Lord and their discipleship and obedience of God. There's that accountability that we provide as well.
Is there a way for people that want to be involved in missions and particularly Slave's work for them to communicate with him?
How yes, absolutely. Yeah. So we have care teams that help facilitate some of that. We really depend on those teams to do some of that work. But then there's also, Slave has a great social media presence where he interacts with people and people can see what he's up to. And Slave's ministry is very dynamic. Not only does he pastor his own church and support other pastors, but he's on television out in the Balkans as well, and people can see him teaching the Bible on a weekly basis.
Is there danger, Slave, about you being on TV? I mean, do the governing authorities ever want to come after you because you're on TV?
Sometimes it could be dangerous if you try to deliver a message and it's connecting with the politicians, then they try to, tell
you. So you've got to steer clear of political criticism.
No, when the Bible speaks about corruption, I speak about corruption because here we are in the world where we eat and breathe and politics is part of our life. But we are for sure clearly communicating that we are not supporting any political party. This part of the world has its challenges, but it's peaceful. We have been able to see people coming to the Lord, even from the political side, as you meet them and you are sharing the gospel with them. But this is what I want to say. When suffering comes, when pain enters the world, one of my professors said this, pain is a place where heaven and earth meet. And everyone is able to understand the language of pain. As C.S. Lewis said in one of his books, when God wants to tell something beautiful to the man, then he is whispering. He is telling in a nice, beautiful voice. But when God wants to warn a man, then God is shouting to the man, and that's through pain. And our part of the world has gone through a lot of pain. Maybe someone is now listening to this message that is going through pain. I would like to tell you, my friend, whatever is going in your life, pain doesn't bring you to the end of your life. Pain could open the eyes of your soul, so you are going to be able to understand that there is more beauty that is waiting behind the grave than what you are able to experience on this side where you are right now. And I've been able to see people walking through pain, walking through losses, especially in the war, when you lose children, when you lose houses, friends. And in these moments, I've been able to see how people are, for first time in life, realizing that they are not only body, that they are not only flesh, that there is spirit, there is soul, there is eternal God, there is love that is given on Calvary for every man. And that's basically what we teach and what we preach. And that's why I say, redeeming the soul, redeeming the society, old man could become a new father for a family that he has been torturing, or for family that has been deceiving or not providing. When you meet Jesus, then God is creating everything new.
This may be a silly analogy, but everything I think about usually has something to do with basketball. So I apologize in advance. But when coaching athletes, especially younger athletes, where they're just starting to go maybe from the freshman to the JV level to the varsity level, getting them to understand the speed and the endurance and those type of things that are necessary at that level, a lot of times they get very exhausted and they feel pain during practice. And a lot of times they will tell you after practice, oh, I'm so confused. I don't know if I should stay with this. I'm this, I'm that. And I would look at them in the face and I would say, look, pain is not confusing. Pain is clarifying. You know exactly what is causing the pain and what you have to do to overcome that pain or to endure it. And you're saying really the same thing.
Can I just share a story?
Yes.
There is probably one of the famous basketball players from Macedonia that was playing in former Yugoslavia with Dražen Petrović.
Yes.
Americans know who Dražen Petrović was. He was playing with him. And I didn't know personally this man, but when Atlas in Actions came to visit us over there, Atlas in Actions asked if I could organize a basketball game for them. I organized the basketball game for them, and I met this man who was the coach of our team from my hometown. I met this guy, and I didn't see him for the whole year and later. And I started asking, where is he? And everyone said, oh, this man is in a lot of debt. He has a lot of problems. And I started to look for this man, one of the famous Macedonian basketball players. I went to his house. He was surprised how I found him. And then I said, why you are just home? He said, I'm home for 1 year. Two times I decided to commit suicide. I was trying to take my life. There is no point for me to live anymore. And I said, I could see that you have a lot of pain, but I would like to tell you about who bore all your pain on the cross. And I explained the gospel, that we that go through pain could meet a God who had experienced all of the pain that we could ever experience. And we knelt, he gave his life to Jesus, and later on, we started together a basketball school, a basketball club, and pain is a source that you could use in two ways: to put you as soon as possible in the grave, or to open your eyes for the most beautiful sight that you could ever see. Christ, who takes all of the pain and gives you a new relief.
Amen. Slave Valashanov in studio with us, and We really appreciate you guys being here. Cesar Loya, the missions pastor, also with us here from Calvary of Albuquerque. And Slava, you're getting ready to leave for Croatia, so we're going to spend a little bit more time with you this afternoon. This is KNKT's ABQ Connect. We'll be back right after these messages.
I'm Rob Sneed, general manager at Power Ford. Power Ford is known for giving you a better deal and a better experience. We're also known for having one of the largest and most diverse selections of pre-owned vehicles in the state. Plus, every vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and roadside assistance. That's right. Every vehicle, new and pre-owned, gets 100,000 worry-free miles of protection. Visit MyPowerFord.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. On Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Sarcoma. Odds are you've never heard that word before. For the 40 people diagnosed with sarcoma every day, it is a life-changing word. Because sarcoma is cancer. Through awareness, advocacy, and research, the Sarcoma Foundation of America is bringing hope to the families whose lives have been turned upside down by a cancer they had never heard of until diagnosis. Please join us in the fight to find the cure for sarcoma. For more information on the work of the Sarcoma Foundation of America, go to curesarcoma.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford, Jim Williams in studio with Slave Valashanov and Cesar Loya, the missions pastor from Calvary Albuquerque. Guys, great story, great sharing. I need to ask, I don't have a geographical background really with Yugoslavia and the Balkans and Croatia, but my perception is in the early 80s that the former Yugoslavia was one of the capitals of the world for intellect, science, history,
sports,
and they hosted the Olympic Games and really designed what I thought, just from an aesthetic point of view, was one of the most beautiful facilities I've ever seen. But only a couple years later, 3 years later, the thing was shot up and blown up, and the pictures coming out of that region, because of genocide and racial bias. And that's my understanding of what created that whole war-torn area. And you've shared that there's very little hope, or has been up until this point, very little hope for the country to recover. Share with us where the country is and the region.
After the war, this part of the world have gone through a lot of changes. And we have been able to see now, after 25 years that has been gone, and people have been able to rebuild their houses, but many of them have not been able to rebuild their souls. There is still empty hall. There is hopeless in many lives over there. We are right now experiencing, because Croatia just joined the European Union, Slovenia joined the European Union, Macedonia and Serbia are in process of joining the European Union. And there is a expectation that if we reach as much as to get more money, we are going to be able to have a better life. But there is no better life over there. There is so much corruption. There is so much disappointments. Like, example, Macedonia goes through a horrible time because we have so corrupt government that has been placed in power just a few years ago. Before that, we had another government who was as well corrupt. And as I have said a few days ago in one of the television programs, I said to my people, we do not need to expect better future, because as we are changing the government, we are taking politicians that we fed them and they are well fed. Now we are bringing again hungry politicians that we have to feed them again. And each year is just more difficult than the previous year. There is no hope if Jesus is not going to be the Lord of the soul of the ones that are in need for hope. And this is what we try to do over there. We are trying to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are trying to preach the simple message. The simple message is this: if you pray and you accept Jesus Christ, you are becoming a new creature. But you have to stay away from sin. in the 21st century, we have been able to see how the devil have changed the message of the church. The church today is said, is preaching a half gospel. You believe, you pray, everything is well. And this is not what the Bible says. You believe, you pray, but then you stay away from sin. You try to live a life with this idea that Jesus gives in John 15. Stay on the, how you call this in English, on the
vine.
On the vine. Yeah. If you are the branch, stay on the branch, on the vine. Read your Bible, preach the gospel, take care for your children, read with them the New Testament. This is what this world over there needs.
Cesar, let me ask you a question about you're here in the United States and you're praying for and communicating with Slave on a periodic basis. Hopefully that's more often than not.
Yes.
And you have all kinds of technology at your disposal now. I mean,
right.
I suppose, you know, 40 years ago, before we had cell phones and before we had email, this was a little bit more difficult.
That's
you
right.
might have to send a letter. And in those days, our good old United States Postal Service might actually deliver a letter within
yeah.
6 or 8 months. Just kidding. Know lots of people that work for the Postal Service. And I think just like every other business, they're out there trying to be more and more competitive. But with electronic support now, you can get pictures in real time, you can send notes and encouragement, so all of that really has to be done. But my question is this: my perception of pastors in general in the United States or overseas in Croatia is that they have a need for fellowship.
Yes.
They have a need for not to be an island unto themselves.
Right.
The Bible says the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. So a lot of times you guys will get involved in 70, 80-hour weeks, maybe not spend time with your families. I mean, there's always that temptation to do more work for other people than taking care of your own household.
Right.
Tell us how you manage that.
Yeah, that's a great question, and thank you for bringing that up, because it comes down to a couple of things, right? Every single one of us is frail and weak. And we need to depend on the Lord's strength, not our own, to accomplish his will and to be fruitful in the kingdom of God. And so what we see with missionaries, with pastors, is that we're not exempt from needing good, solid discipleship, accountability, and then simply to obey the Lord. None of us are exempt from it. And the moment we think that we are is when we're failing. And so that's part of my responsibility as missions pastor to ask our missionaries and to just make sure that we're all doing well, and myself included. I have a list of guys that I'm accountable to all the time, right? Of, hey, please watch my back. If I'm ever slipping up, let me know. I'm a frail human, and so that's a special prayer that we can be praying for our missionaries, because they are signing up for being on the front lines of oftentimes hostility. And various trials that happen. There's a great book out there called Dangerous Calling that I love that talks about how a pastor needs to be within a group of accountability where they're not leading anything. They are just simply participants in receiving the word themselves. Because you're right, Jim, we can overextend ourselves and get into wrong priorities. Things go awry. If God is not our number one, our spouse is not our number two priority, our kids are not number three priority, and then the rest of everything else.
And that follows right into my follow-up question, which is, it's one thing to understand how a man needs to maintain his accountability and his personal relationship with the Lord, but you're involving now Lavorka, your wife, Slave, and a family with multiple children. So now there's a whole family to care about. There's a whole bunch of fellowship that's needed to meet all those needs of all those individuals. That seems like a large task.
Yeah, and Slave, this morning with our staff, the Calvary staff, he gave a beautiful encouragement. He said, if we are willing to reach Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the ends of the earth, but not reach our own family, then we're not in the right priority. He challenged us. It was very convicting to me. Do you read the Bible with your kids? Do you pray with your kids and your family and your wife? That is the first ministry. And so when we pay attention to the proper priority, we can see that the Lord can truly use us as an example. Hanging out with this guy, with Slave Lvorka and his, four beautiful children, you can really see that he practices what he preaches.
Slave, what does that look like? I don't want to give anybody rules, but on a daily basis, what's the time that you're spending with your wife and children?
You know, when you're on the mission field, you have things to do, but one of the, as I'm getting older and older, I realize more and more that the best that I could do as a ministry is when I'm able to reach my children with the gospel. We could go and we could conquer Jericho and everyone could applaud to us. But if you are not going to be able to reach our own children, we will never be able to reach Jericho. And we are trying to read the Bible every day. We are trying to pray at the front of our children. We are teaching them before we go to bed that we sit together, we pray for our needs. And if my wife and I could get in because we are just a normal human being, that we have sometimes wrong ideas about stuff, and we could get arguing. And if our children are going to see then that we are arguing, then we have to stand before our children and ask for forgiveness from one to another, that they will see how life functions. You fell, but you wake up, you stand up, and then you move forward, but you do not take the sin, you put it under the carpet. You have to confess and says, please forgive me. And our children has to see this. Life, it's very easy, but life could become very complicated. As Pastor Skip said this week, a good thing could become a bad thing if you are forgetting that you have to move toward the best. And we are always thinking, oh, it's a good thing that I'm a Christian. But if you stay here, that's going to become a bad thing. But you have to move forward for something that God has to become a better man every day, to have a more better relationship with Him. And this is a challenge for every one of us, you know.
Absolutely. Cesar Loya and Slave Valashanov, two people involved in missions from Calvary of Albuquerque. Cesar kind of runs the ship here at Calvary Albuquerque, keeping track of all the missionaries, and Slave is getting ready to go back to Croatia here in the next couple of days. So we're going to be back to hear a personal testimony from Slave right after these messages. Stay with us here on ABQ Connect.
Pros do it right by relying on trusted brands. Lowe's is here to help by stocking more of those brands, like DeWalt. Shop Pro bonus days and save $130 on a DeWalt 4-tool combo kit with two batteries and a charger for $269. And get a DeWalt 16-pack reciprocating saw blade set for $19.98. During Pro bonus days, get exclusive Pro savings with your Lowe's business credit account. And enjoy breakfast on us all week while supplies last. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/21. Credit terms apply, U.S. only.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at Gonstead-NM.com or 505-884-8584.
This week on A Daily Walk.
You can't walk straight if you're looking back. And some people, sadly, they say, I'll follow you, Lord. The only problem is they're still looking back to the old life. And they're trying to follow Jesus, and they wonder why they're not walking straight. If you look back long enough, be careful, you'll go back.
Listen and learn as we go through the Gospel of Luke with Pastor John Randall on A Daily Walk.
Weekdays at 5:30 a.m. on KNKT. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with Cesar Loya, the missions pastor at Calvary Albuquerque, and Slave Valashanov. He is a pastor in Croatia and part of the missions team at Calvary Albuquerque. Just one of the missionaries that Calvary is helping to support and encourage. Slave, you just shared with us something phenomenal. You really testified that you and Lavorka, you may have a little disagreement. That may happen in front of your kids. You didn't give us a rule about don't do that. The reality is it's going to happen once in a while. Married couples are going to do that. But then you said something profound. You are going to ask your children's forgiveness. And that's something that I don't think happens very much, especially in the United States.
You know, there is a there is a professor who said something at the front of his students, and I've heard that. He said, I've heard my son came to me one day and he said, Father, thank you for the biggest gift that you have given to me. He said, son, what I've given to you. Then he said, you have given me an a real example how I have to love my wife because I have seen how you have loved my mom. And this Amen. Is what we need, a living an example, how our children are going to be able to see how we love our spouses. You know, there is no perfect marriage. There are going to be disagreements. There are going to be things that we don't like as life brings into our life. But we believe God, who comes to us through the Spirit and says, oh, you have done something that is not good. You've hurt your wife with saying inappropriate words. Go and ask for forgiveness. And this is the life that God have designed to be taking place in the church. And this is the, for me, the real gospel that needs to be seen in our families, in our homes, in our workplaces, on the courtyards. We have to see how the forgiveness comes naturally through the body of believers.
I heard a local pastor not too long ago, and this is not intended as a criticism, but it's typical of the teaching that I've heard around. And what he said is the number one thing for people is they need to obey God. And I thought about that for some time, and I thought, you know, that's not really the number one thing. Something we do can never be the number one thing. The number one thing is that Jesus died on the cross. And we have a free gift sitting on the table right in front of us. And all we have to do is receive his forgiveness and acknowledge that we need that forgiveness. Then the ability that Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you when you receive that gift, that's when you start to have, you start to be empowered and you're able by the power of the Holy Spirit to have discernment and have courage in the face of temptation and all of the things that you've talked about today. Tell us a little bit about how you came to know Christ, Slavi.
I came to know Christ in the year of 1992. As many probably have been remembering, in 1991, the war happened in former Yugoslavia. Macedonia was a part of former Yugoslavia. Even though the war was taking place many miles away from our house, we had people from our own village fighting on these front lines. I didn't believe in God in that time. I was 16. Evolution was braining, was washing my brain. And I have been able to go to the news every day at 7 o'clock and have been able to see people killing one another. One day I've seen a soldier was making from a children's finger a necklace. And then I said, is this life? Is this the purpose for a man to live on this planet? Then we are animals. I said, God, I don't know if you exist. If you exist, I would like to serve you. And I would go every day in my room, not knowing that God, that there is a God. And I would pray, God, if you exist, I would like you to give my life to you. And a year later, God have revealed himself to the Spirit. And it was known for me. I was so sure when he revealed himself to me that he is there. He just drove me close to him and he said, my child, I'm here for you. And I've given my life. I've asked for forgiveness of my sin. And then 4 months later, I found myself preaching in a church. God started to use my life. I was 17. And after that, a professor from Esbury Theological Seminary came to visit Macedonia, Dr. Donald Joy he was running the department for Christian education. And he said to me, study English, read your Bible, and you could attend Bible school. I didn't speak any English. He would write me all the time. And I went to Bible school. I finished Bible school. And Donald Joy found me the time in the Bible school in Croatia. And he starts sending me every month $60 so I could make living at that Bible school. And it's incredible how God puts people together for a greater purposes. And then as I gave my life to Jesus, I was in that Bible school. One day, John Stott visited our school. And the school decided to give me a scholarship so I could go and attend John Stott's Institute for Missions in England. And I decided to go over there. The school bought me a ticket. But in that time, one of the areas that was conquered by the Serbs was given back to Croatia. And one day God asked me, before I was moving to England to study with John Stott, I was asked to go and preach over there. When I went to preach over there, then the Spirit of the Lord said, I want you to stay here if you could just preach to these people. This was the town that I was watching on television when I got saved.
Wow.
And I've stayed over there and I've seen how God started rebuilding lives out of ashes, bringing something beautiful. And as I said, there's so many stories, so many people that have been clothed in despair, that have been so down in life. I remember one day one lady came with a boy and they asked for food. The mother of that boy committed suicide with his brother and left a note to this lady if she could take care for this boy. And we have been able to share the gospel with these people and God started rebuilding them. And, you know, life with Jesus is not only adventure. Life with Jesus is reality. Many people are saying, I have a lot and it's a life of reality. No, life without Jesus is not life of reality. It is something that puts you somewhere that one day you're going to wake up and you're going to just realize, oh, I was just sleeping, you know?
This afternoon, we're visiting with Slave Valashanov and Cesar Loya from Calvary Albuquerque Missions. We're going to be back with more right after these messages.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. There is nothing like seeing an old classic car completely restored, except seeing an old classic car that's been kept like new by its owner since the day they bought it. Our lives are like that. Yes, God can restore us, and He does, but He also maintains those who belong to Him. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, we will maintain your vehicle and restore your vehicle after those unfortunate breakdowns. We are ASC Master Certified and AAA Approved, and free towing with repairs. Just call for details. We are located in Rio Rancho at 2300 Southern Boulevard, on the corner of Southern Boulevard and Western Hills, across the street from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And for maintaining your life and soul, or if you need to be completely restored to new, Jesus is the master of all, and He is only a breath away. Please call out to Him.
Since 1982, Old Mill Farm and Ranch Supply has provided Valencia County services and products for animals and their owners. Along with organic feed and seed, Old Mill has propane tanks, Western wear, and more. Find men and women's apparel, including jeans for work or a night on the town. Browse a wide variety of boots, hats, and caps. Family owned and operated with a friendly staff. On Highway 314 in Los Chavez and in Rio communities. Check our Facebook for deals and new arrivals. Old Mill Farm and Ranch Supply.
Following Jesus means freedom from sin, but it doesn't mean freedom from hardship. Well, imagine the hardship of being born without arms and legs. Nick Wojcik gave his life and his body to Jesus, a body with massive physical limitations, and God has used him to share the gospel with millions all over the world.
Know that we are not alone and we need each other. We need to uplift this message of hope around the world, to know that we are one. The body of Christ is one, and together we can hold each other, we can uplift each other, we can support each other, we can encourage each other.
Despite his disability, Nick has overcome life's challenges through the hope he found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. From sold-out stadiums to the halls of solitary confinement prisons, Nick has shared a message of hope in nearly 70 countries. Nick will share his incredible story at Calvary Chapel of Albuquerque, July 20th and 21st. Bring someone with you to hear Nick Wojcik. Find out more at calvarynm.church. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with Slave Valashanov and Cesar Loya, the missions pastor at Calvary of Albuquerque. Slave is a pastor in Croatia, and a lot of things going on in Croatia. Terrible despair. The war from the early 90s really tore up the entire company in Slave. Are the whole country, not the company, but the country.
But many companies.
That's right, and many companies. And Slave, you actually are not just a pastor, but you're doing some entrepreneurial things. You are raising money and supporting pastors. Calvary and Cesar does what he can do through the ministry here to support you. Cesar, there's people listening now. They may be all fired up about missions. Let's go step one. If they might feel a calling on their lives to be involved in as a missionary, what do they do?
Go, therefore. Go. And so the Lord in Acts 1:8 gave us where to go. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. Start in your Jerusalem, right? Start across the street to your neighbor, to your next door neighbor, to your family. Go. Just be obedient to the Lord and go. And so people think they glamorize foreign missions. All right, so we need to reach a balance here. They'll glamorize foreign missions to think, I can only be used of the Lord if I go far away. No, you can be used of the Lord here and now in the simple obedience. If you believe in Christ, you currently possess everything you need to share the gospel. There's nothing blocking you from doing that. Just a simple obedience. Go and tell someone else. When my dad came to know the Lord after 7 years of my mom and we as kids praying for him to surrender his life to the Lord, he was a very hard man. He came to know Jesus Christ. And one of the first things that he started doing was just sharing, hey, I once was lost and now I'm found, to all of our family, and many of them came to Christ. So that was him living on mission. So really my biggest encouragement is that we are all, in essence, maybe we're not called to the office of being a missionary, right, officially, right. But like we are all called to share our faith to the people that we know, to our unique circle of influence. So that's first and foremost. If you have a call to then go out into a foreign land, or even just, you know, we were talking about the South Valley of Albuquerque. I mean, there's pockets of our city that need missionaries. And so.
Well, I look, just to give an example.
Yeah.
I look at the public high schools. I mean, we have 13 or 14 public high schools, and there's ministries like Young Life. They're on one or two campuses. I look at Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They're on one or two campuses. And I look at these campuses and I look at this Christian community and I think, why are we not overflowing on every high school campus? Why aren't Christians everywhere? And I shared a nice story with a lot of folks, Copper Point Church. Copper Point Church, a few years ago, Pastor Woodward and his son Dustin and Nick Camacho, who kind of is in charge of this particular mission, they went to Highland, and Highland had outdated athletic equipment for their football team and all kinds of things. So without any caveats, you know, they didn't require that you listen to a sermon or anything else. They just said, look, we want to come in here and we want to provide you with this athletic equipment. So they basically equipped the football team, and I understand cross country and some other sports. And then they started making themselves available just to tutor kids. Now, obviously, there was opportunities in the midst of that when they were asked to give a reason of the hope that was in them. They were able to share. The story's magnificent because now has not only the Albuquerque Public Schools embraced what they're doing, but Highland said, look, here's a room that's out by our track. It was filled with a bunch of junk. Copper Point went in, remodeled the whole thing, and now it's a safe place for kids to go to study. They're even bringing in snacks and working a little bit with Holly Slade and her ministry to feed kids. And there's all kinds of things going on that are just amazing, where they're meeting the physical needs and providing a safe place. And in the context of all of that, having a chance to love on people and really bring them to a knowledge that they're doing this because God called them to do it.
That's great.
You know, one of the things that we have been able to see in the Bible, God is not looking for equipped people. God is looking for available. And then God is equipping them if we make ourselves available. And to go on the mission field only takes love for Jesus. And then that love that sent Jesus to the cross is going to make you available and equipped to reach in a way that you have never thought in your life that you're going to be able to reach people.
You've obviously said there are some barriers in your region of the world, Croatia, Macedonia, all the countries that used to make up the former Yugoslavia. There are some cultural things that may inhibit communication of the gospel. Slavi, when you look at Americans, what's going on with us that inhibits our country from seeing the Lord?
One of the things how we see America from this part of the world, we see America in two ways. The church that brings everything that is beautiful from America. And the church is doing really wonderful stuff. But then we see other side of America, and that's what your politician does to our own country over there. And that's bringing all this liberal style of life that are trying to push as a law through our government institutions. And I would like to encourage the church and the believers. You are really not only representing the American nation, but you are bringing something that is going to remain for eternal. And many times people say the missionaries are the heroes, but I would say that many, many times the heroes are those that are sending the missionaries. And there are many wonderful families in the United States that are praying for us. And I would like to thank you to all of you that are supporting a missionary, that are praying for a missionary, that you are keeping the picture on the refrigerator of a missionary family. Maybe you think it's small, but think about how God is looking. God is looking and saying, see this family in the United States, they do not know that family over there personally, but because they love, they have so much love for Christ, they are able to adopt a family and to pray that the Holy Spirit is going to use this family for the greater cost of the kingdom of God.
Slave Valashanov and Cesar Loya, involved in missions at Calvary of Albuquerque. Slave is a little bit farther away than Cesar is. Cesar is based here at Calvary of Albuquerque. Slave in Croatia on the other side of the world. You've been here for a couple weeks?
Yep, for 2.5 weeks.
And this show will actually air after you head out. We're recording today, but you're heading out tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, we obviously wish you all the best, but we want to come back and learn a little bit more about how you met your beautiful wife. So stay with us here on KNKT and ABQ Connect. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Holy Spirit is mysterious. That is a scriptural fact. Jesus said he moves like the wind, and yet Christians are clearly instructed to develop a strong relationship with the Holy Spirit, as Skip Heitzig reminds us.
You can't neglect the Holy Spirit, since the scripture is full of the Holy Spirit, from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation.
Not only is the Bible full of the Holy Spirit, you can be too.
The Holy Spirit is a divine person who helps us. How many of you think you need all the help you can get to live your Christian life? Yeah, I'm with you. We need help.
Discover who the Holy Spirit really is and how he helps you with Pastor Skip's DVD study called Expound Holy Spirit. We'll send you a copy as thanks for your gift today to expand the Bible teaching outreach of Skip Heitzig. Plus, we'll also send you Skip's lifestyle booklet, Lust, How to Conquer It. Visit connectwithskip.com/offer. That's connectwithskip.com/offer. Or call 800-922-1888.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
EJ and I, we had two properties, and the mortgages were killing us, so we were looking for a realtor that was a believer.
Had great references and had a great selling history.
Our pastor referred us to Dom Garcia. We prayed to God that we would not only sell the property, but sell it quickly.
And in 2 weeks, the house was sold. Dom gave us great ideas on how to prepare the properties for selling.
When we signed the listing agreement, we prayed over it with Dom.
Selling experience was just marvelous.
Dom stepped in and got it done.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644. 899-4644.
Se habla español.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi friends, John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into the Power Forward Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Forward. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams in studio with Cesar Loya, the missions pastor at Calvary Albuquerque, and Slave Valashanov. He is the pastor in Croatia working with Calvary Missions and doing all kinds of great work. He is mentoring and teaching pastors, actually even helping support them financially. And now it's time for us to talk about your better half. Lavorka, what a job she's doing for you. Tell us about her.
You know, when God created man, God in the Bible says create man in the Hebrew is used the word ish. When God create woman is using the word isha, but when God is saying creating a man, then it's using the word chayish. And for me, I would like to say I'm not able to do most of the work if there was not Lavorka in my life. We met at the theological school in Osijek. She is Croatian, Macedonian. We come from a different ethnic group. We have different mentality. When two people are getting together to live, then there are challenges. But we have been thankful to God that God has been able to use our differences and to make that not our weakness, but our strength. You know, if in one family, one is trying to dominate on the other, then this family is coming into situation like a tornado when it goes and leaves disaster. But if in one family, you are trying to see the image of Christ in the other person, and then the other person is trying to see the image of Christ of me, then we are able to build something that is going to be remaining as a testimony for our children and for the people that are living around us. And that's basically how I see our life and our motto and what we are doing. And Lavorka is working. There was times when I was so discouraged and it was hard for me to go to preach. I was willing to quit and to not be anymore in ministry. Why? Because, when you read about John the Baptist, he felt the Holy Spirit. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. He saw the Holy Spirit as a dove. He heard the voice of the Father. He had the Son. He experienced the Holy Trinity. And yet it came in position in his life, and he was so discouraged, and he sent the disciples, says, go and ask him if he is the one, or let wait someone else. I felt in my life so discouraged. I was willing to quit my ministry, and I was supposed to go and preach on Sunday. I said to my wife, I cannot go. I cannot preach. And then she went and preached instead of me. And that's what the Bible says. I'm going to make a woman that's going to be your helper. But on the other side, the husband needs to be the helper of the woman. Why? Because that's what the Bible is teaching us.
And I had a couple marriage counselors, Bert and Anitra Perez, in earlier in the week, and they're talking about how a man needs to give up his life as Christ gave up his life for the church. And that's a tough assignment. Most men like to focus on that wife submit to me thing, and when in fact they have what I would consider a greater responsibility to love their wives and to give up their lives for her as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for us. So what a great testimony. Now, you married two families. You've already mentioned ethnic differences. How would those families support or detract from your relationship?
You know, when we have to realize that Croatia and Macedonia are two different worlds, but we are able to submit under Christ, who is reconciling all our differences. And I want to say this, when we decide to marry, we didn't have any income. I was just preaching the gospel. Our son was supposed to be born later. We didn't have any income. But the Lord has never been delaying his care for my family. And through all this period of all these years, we just celebrate yesterday 19 years of our marriage.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We have been able to see the hand of the risen and the wounded healer, that wounded hand providing peace, love, everything what we need for our life. There have been times when we were worried and we were just saying, oh, how we are going to make our next week. But as the week was approaching, God, who created the world and created man on his own image, was always there on time. He had never left one spot not filled with his presence.
Slave, you talked this afternoon about pain and a lot of physical pain and mental pain and emotional pain that your region of the world has undergone. We've talked about depression and loss of hope. We've talked now about God's provision. Share with us an encouraging word for people that may be feeling that kind of despair.
The Bible says that God created man in his own image. The devil is trying to build something else in our brains, that we are not creating his own image, that we are just a random of circumstances, of evolution, ideas that have brought humans in existence. But if we accept the reality that God have created us, we are going to be able to discover God, who takes care for his own people. And I remember when first time I read the message for the cross is foolishness for those that are perishing, but for us that have been saved is the power of God. You know, when you are going to be able to understand that you are created in God's image, and that the cross of Calvary is power to keep you going through life, then life is much easier. You know, the cross is bringing a reconciliation in the family. The cross is bringing ability to understand one another as you live into a family where there are a lot of things going on that brings fights among the married couple. But if you submit yourself under the cross and the Christ who was on that cross, life is much easier. I remember one day I was put to shame. That was the day when I entered the military. And it was 1994. All the lieutenants and officers and generals were communists. And they found my Bible. And they put me to shame. They made fun of on me. And they said, you are not allowed to read your Bible. And there was a guy who was cursing God all the time. And I said to myself, God, please give me Bible. And I was given, in a secret way, a week later, again, a new Bible. But I started praying for this man. I loved this man. I didn't curse this man. I forgave this man that put me to shame. And 8 months later, I had the opportunity to be alone with this man in a vehicle, taking trip together 45 minutes. And he started making fun of me as a believer because he knew that I'm a believer. And then the Holy Spirit just filled that car with presence. And I shared the gospel with him. He was silent. And he was listening for 40 minutes, a pure gospel that God loves him. And then on the way back, he said to me, tell me about God. And I kept going for another 40 minutes telling him about God. Next day, he came to my room and said, Slavoj, could you come to my office? Please tell me about God. That was the guy who was making fun of me and fun of God. And then he said, why you didn't tell me earlier? You have to leave now the military. Just a month from now, you are not going to be here. Who's going to tell me about God? I said, sir, you made fun of me, but I was praying for you all these months. And then a day that week before I was supposed to go home, I took a Bible to him and I gave him the Bible. And I wrote, for God so loved Ivan or John that he gave his only begotten son. And if John believes, will not perish, but will have everlasting life. And then he started crying. And I said, sir, can I take a New Testament and give to all the military officers here in this base? He said, yes, you have from me authority to go from office to office and give a New Testament to every officer.
Wow.
There is a power in the gospel. Only if we are able to humbly fall on our knees and say, God, enter my heart, forgive my sins, and then stay away out from sin. And then God, who is holy and perfect and who have designed this world in all of the beauty, is going to bring beauty into your empty life.
Cesar, we have people that are listening that are going to come to some realization by the Holy Spirit, maybe even through this program this afternoon, that they need to have Jesus in their lives. What do they do? Where do they go? Who do they call?
First and foremost, I mean, you can write in right where you're at, cry out to God. You know, you have full access to just cry out to him where you're at. And if you do make that decision to follow him, to surrender your life to him, receive that free gift of salvation, you can call us at the church. We'd love to talk to you and meet with you. Our number here is 505-344-0880 here at Calvary Church Albuquerque. And we're more than happy to talk to you. And even if you have questions, we come across, Jim, so many people that just are wrestling with conundrums, questions. There's so many opinions out there. And now in the information age, there's just so much flying at them, that we need to return to the base of what the Lord has given us through his word and the simple gospel, simple but profound gospel. That is that God loves you, that you can be forgiven of your sins, you can be redeemed and have a life full of peace. You know, God doesn't always promise us that life will be completely easy, full, you know, free of problems, but he promises us eternal life, peace, if we surrender to him.
Amen. Couple minutes left. I want to ask both of you, what are some of the conundrums, the challenges that the church, if you will, in regard to the Great Commission?
Obey it. It's not a suggestion. It's a commission. Obey it. Go. And we talked about before, going in the context you're in. If the Lord is calling you to a foreign land or to give your life in that way, then seek counsel from your pastor, seek counsel from someone in your life that can guide you through doing that. But that simple obedience to the Lord's commission of go therefore. And I love in the two versions, right, of Mark 16 and then Matthew 28. Matthew 28 talks about go make disciples. So it talks about the long game, right? When we're with someone, don't just think of them as I'm going to convert them to Christ and that's it. Like, stick to them, make them a disciple, help them out, right? When someone is spiritually born, they're like a newborn, right? A newborn, you don't just drop them on the floor and let them survive on their own. There's that process of discipleship. But on the flip side, Mark 16:15, it tells us to preach the gospel to every creature. So that's in the moment. Sometimes we only have a moment of time to present the gospel. Take advantage of those opportunities. And then when someone has come to Christ, stick to them. Go in the long game, right? I love the Great Commission in that it's both and all of it.
Amen. Slavoj Valashanov and Cesar Loya from Calvary Albuquerque. We want to pray for Slavoj, encourage everybody out there to pray for him. He's leaving for Croatia with his beautiful family, had a few days of maybe some rest and relaxation. Cesar's probably had him in a zillion meetings. We'll have to talk about that later. Cesar, appreciate your encouragement. And I, the takeaway I hear, guys, is come to the Lord today as you are. You don't need to change. You need to come to the Lord first, and the changes take place as you have a relationship with Jesus. So thank you guys for being with us this afternoon. And thank you all for joining us here on ABQ Connect. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
ABQ Connect is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.